Welcome to our podcast today, and it's a beautiful day outside, and I hope you're having a great day, enjoying this weather, and we're going to continue on. We're doing the Dirty Dozen, toxic, different things, toxic thoughts, toxic words, toxic, today is toxic roots. And the reason we're looking at toxic roots is so that we can find healing and restoration. Our scripture is Ephesians 4, 31 through 32. And it says this: get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ. In Christ. Today we gather to look at the issue of toxic roots. Roots are something that hinders our spiritual walk and our growth and robs us of the abundant life that God has for us. Just as a tree with toxic roots cannot bear healthy fruit, we must identify and uproot toxic roots in our lives, because with toxic roots in our lives, we cannot bear good fruit. We cannot live the abundant life that God has for us, and we can't live our most authentic life that God has for us. We're all on a journey searching for our purpose and our destiny, and this is part of the destiny. This is part of the journey. Looking inward, using the word as a mirror, to identify the things that are inside of us that even science today can prove that things like forgiveness improves our lives. And so we're going to look at that. God's word provides us with revelations and power to find healing and restoration. So to identify toxic roots are deep-seated issues that can poison our hearts, minds, and relationships. They manifest as, like in the scripture said, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, envy, pride, or any other negative emotion or attitude that hinders our spiritual growth. So we're looking to identify jealousy, envy, pride, unforgiveness in our heart, and anger. Why? So that we can be healthy, so that we can be whole, so that we can love others the way that God intended us to love others, and we could love ourselves. It's important to be honest and examine our hearts and identify the toxic roots that may be present. Toxic roots are destructive. They're destructive to ourselves, but they're also destructive. You're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting those around you. These roots can lead to broken relationships, because you're bringing in all this past that you have not shut the door on. You have left that door open, because that door is still open. You can't get into the next door. You're kind of stuck in the threshold there with your toxic roots, and not letting it go harms you, but it also harms the people around you. They get to experience what those things, or whoever hurt you, or whatever you're carrying inside of you, emotional turmoil, and a lack of peace. Toxic roots can prevent us from experiencing the fullness of God, of His love, and hinder our ability to extend grace and forgiveness to others. When we're bitter, we're less forgiving. When we're angry, we don't want to show mercy. When we feel that we've been done an injustice, we don't want to show mercy. We're just angry, bitter people. And even if we try to hide it on the outside, it creeps in from the inside. It's crucial for us to recognize the destructive power of these roots and take steps to uproot them. And what hope is there? for toxic roots. Well, in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, it instructed us to get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, and malice. God's word serves as a powerful tool to help us identify and address toxic roots. Through prayer, meditation, study of scripture, we can find healing and restoration. God's word provides us with wisdom, guidance, and strength to overcome these toxic roots and replace them with the fruit of the Spirit: love, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. So to uproot toxic roots, we uproot them through forgiveness and grace. And I'm not minimizing what may have been done to you in your life. I am just sharing with you God's word, which is scientifically proven that forgiveness improves our lives and lets our brain operate at its best. It actually begins to make new memories over the old ones when we forgive. So forgiveness is just so important. It's amazing how the word that was written long time ago backs up science today and what they're finding out. Why does God tell us what to think on? Because that's how we operate at our best. That's how we function the best. That's how everything that he put together in our brains operates at its best. All right, so part two, toxic roots. This is Gilbert, and he's just going to share his personal experience that he has had with avoiding toxic roots or letting situations take root.
The most recent, me being shot 7 times, kind of would, by the world standards, would be a good reason to be angry and hold a grudge against somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like I said, when I woke up in the hospital, of course, there was neural pain in my ear, and a feeling came over me, and I felt it was God talking to me without words, and it was, don't go seeking revenge and stop wasting my time. So I really had to come to terms with the fact that if God is to forgive me for everything I've done, then I have to forgive everybody for everything they've done to me, right?
Right.
So just being alive makes it easier for me to be able to forgive the person that did this to me. The people, I believe it was more than one person involved, but the person that shot me, you know, I don't want him to die. I don't want him to go down the tubes of, like most people do, where they're on a downward spiral. Especially with violent acts, they just go all out until they get killed.
Sure.
You know, and I pray every day that he gets arrested, but without any incident.
Incidents happen.
Yeah.
You don't wish harm on him.
Right, yeah. Because I do forgive him, and hopefully I'll be able to tell him that in court, you know, and maybe, you know, while he does his time or whatever, maybe when he gets out, maybe God will work on him and he'll give his life to the Lord, you know, give people that have got him to the point to where he felt that's what he needed to do.
Right.
You know, and
sounds like you're pretty serious.
Yeah, I'm pretty serious about forgiving this guy. And it's only because God has forgiven me. He gave me a second chance.
Right. But, and it's also the only way that you can live free.
Right.
Otherwise, yep. This guy has you like this.
Right, right.
So, and for your future.
Yeah.
Future relationships.
I believe that if I don't forgive, then I'm just getting out of whack with God. So,
right.
So I go to God and try to get blessings or try to live my life a certain way. It's not, the doors won't open.
Right.
Because I'm holding on to something that God can't work with.
Right.
You know, God can't work with anger, hate, and revenge and stuff like that.
Right.
He doesn't line up with what his purpose for our lives
right.
are. You know.
And the same with anyone listening. Whatever things have happened in your life, no matter how atrocious or awful, you can't live your most abundant life, your authentic life, your best life, unless you remove those negative feelings, those negative thoughts, those that will take root in your life, and it will affect your future. It will affect your future relationships. You're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting the people around you.
Right.
Because that's in you, and whatever in you will come out.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. And so anyway, that's it for today, and love you. Bye.
Thank you.
For more information about the Life Center, please go to changingourcity.org.